This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chuckie's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. That is the foursome. Joining us right now is head coach of the Washington Capitals, the first place Capitals. Head coach Peter Laviolette, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit the BetQL.com. Morning, coach.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good so Valdez morning. Played that song to kick it off because that was a song that you said you considered.
I didn't mind it. I'm going to be honest. I didn't mind it.
I tell you, I like it too.
I thought it had a peppy little tune to it.
Yeah, I like it too.
You put it on the bench.
I don't think it's one of the five finalists, right? I don't think it is.
Well, not at this point. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen here. So, I got together on my squad with my family. There's 25 people on there, and I said, "Listen, I'm not current." And so I need some current. So I need some current songs. Tell me where I should go. And so all 25 picked a song, and then they orchestrated it inside of their own vote, and then it came down to the top four. And so some of these songs I haven't heard myself either. But this is where they tell me I need to be. And so I'm listening to these for the first time with you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so, good.
You know what? That's good. So why don't we do it?
So he gets a vote, too, then.
So there's four songs. Now, would you override them?
I'll be honest. There's five because my dad picked a song.
Okay. That
was so
nice.
He was so off the mark, right? And he was so adamant that he just liked it a lot. And when I listened to it, I actually liked it a lot. Plus, it was my dad, and so I said, "Okay, well, we're going to throw that one in."
All right, you know what? Don't even tell us which one's your dad. We'll try and figure that out.
You'll listen.
I think we'll know.
My dad's a little over 80 years old. This won't be hard to figure out. Which
okay,
one.
Or does it be like Elvis? It could be.
No.
It could be like Bing Crosby.
I'm surprised he picked it myself. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, song number one as a potential walk-up for head coach Peter Laviolette.
Love the Chili's. Cakes, you love them too.
Yeah, kind of overrated, my opinion.
We've heard that song a billion times.
Yeah, that's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Great song.
Yeah.
What do you think, coach?
That came from my nephew, Michael. So I know I know where they came from.
Okay.
Right. I've actually heard that song before. Now that you played it, I've heard that song before.
Can you tell us, how old is Michael roughly?
Michael's in his 30 years old.
Okay.
Huge sports fan, hockey fan. Yeah.
Right. Very cool.
All right, so hold on. I'm going to write this down.
All right, so we've got Chili Peppers. We're going to put this up as our Junkies poll brought to you by Van Meter Homes.
Yeah.
We can only put four in a Twitter poll. We'll figure that out.
Well, you guys can put one out. How's that? Put it up in the Twitter poll and let it roll.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, here's number two.
So we got the Chili's.
So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang. Let's go out with a bang.
Here we go. That's very current.
That is current.
I don't know who it is off the top of my head.
I don't know who that is.
No idea.
I may have heard it once or twice.
It's a little bit of a slow build up, I think.
Yeah, but it's very unique.
So I've got information on the songs. Did you guys right. play that? So I'm hearing that song for the first time. Did you guys play that
too.
from the 215 mark on or something like that?
Yeah, we did that.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah. So who is that, Coach?
Okay, so that's my daughter Elizabeth. She's So she just did a walk up song for softball. She plays softball at Boston College, so they had to do their walk up songs or their intro songs or. You know, as they, you know, when they get going back with fans and or whatever.
Right.
And so I think that was hers. And so that came in as well.
How do you know who the artist is?
That made it to the top four.
Who's the artist?
AJR.
Did you like AJR. That one, Coach?
You like that one?
No, did you like it?
Yeah, it was okay. It was good.
I like that it's unique. You know what I mean? That's like the Chili's, we could play that normally as an intro.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel
and it wouldn't
like
necessarily
that song,
mean that La Violette is coming on.
I feel like that song's going to run its course in a few months. Like that's
all right.
Hot kind of right now. But
so far, I kind of like that just because it's different. It's unique. But who's the artist again? AJR, like three letters?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. My daughter's listening to the AJR.
Yeah.
All right,
so
let's go to song number three for head coach Peter Laviolette of the first place Washington Capitals, who are streaking, by the way.
Let's keep saying that. First place, yes.
I like it. It just doesn't fit.
It doesn't.
I kind of like it, but I don't really know that song that well. Who is that? Jason, do you know who that is?
No idea.
No have idea. Coach Laviolette, what was that?
That was Good Day by Greg Street.
Yeah, I don't think you're a Greg Street guy, are you?
Well, I don't know if I'd be singing that tune if it was two losses instead of two wins. I'm coming into a good one to be a good day.
That's right.
It's an attitude, though,
Could
Coach.
Be.
Right? Every day can be a good day.
I truly think my dad's got a chance here. He didn't make the top four, but I think he's got a
chance. I think your pops may have a chance. You're correct.
He may have a chance.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, so hold on. Did he say who picked this one? Who picked Good Day?
This is my nephew's girlfriend, Nikki.
Your nephew's girlfriend, Nikki. All right.
Yeah,
now, by the way, that is a big...
I told you, there's a lot of people in the lavish
spot. Yeah, I got you.
Watches the games.
Why is Cakes not in the group chat? Like everyone else is.
I wish I was in the group chat. That is a big group chat.
Yeah.
Huge.
He's taking this serious.
Any non-family members invited?
You, listen, when I hung up last week, I said, I'm going to do my homework. I'll be square next week. So I'm not totally there yet, but we're working on it. But you can see
right,
I did some homework.
All right, I have a question. I have no idea. Is that even a new song or an old song?
I told you, I'm not sure.
It's about 10 years old.
That's 10 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good Day by Greg Street. Is that right?
Nappy Road. All right.
I think so, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Fourth song, Valdez.
Kicks, that's a good tune.
I probably like this song the most.
Heard it a million times.
Yeah.
Kicks, you know who that is.
I know his pops didn't pick that song.
No.
That I do know. What
All
if
right,
his pops
Peter,
picked it? Who picked that
Coach,
one? Coach,
who gave you that one? Who gave you that,
that
one?
That was my sister, Leslie.
Okay.
So that's the four that came in top four out of 25.
What's the title of that one, Cakes? Do we know?
I don't know what
that's.
I've heard that song a million times.
Remember the name. I think it's Remember the Name
by Fort Minor.
Yeah.
Remember the Name.
It's big in like you'll hear it in Madden all the time.
That's a good tune. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good tune.
All right. So
I've heard that song a million times.
Wait a second. Should Coach
know?
No, we haven't heard Dad's yet.
You haven't heard the Dad's, and there's only five here, so. pretty well, sure Coach, you're going to figure out where the fifth song came from.
Real quick, before we get to this, Coach, should you pay attention to the lyrics at all? Because if you went with that song, if you listen to the lyrics, he says, this is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of
will.
Hey,
it should say 10% puck luck. That right. should be the Peter LaViolette version.
5% pleasure, 50% pain.
You always need puck luck, Coach. We know that.
Yeah. I know. It's just got to get deep to it. It's
fire, I like that song. Yeah. All right, so let's get to all your right. dad's song. Here we go.
Let's bring it in.
I got a soft spot. Look. Right here.
Hang on. You got to listen to this.
Crank it up, Valdez.
That's all I pulled from it, because I just pulled clips.
I mean, yeah. I know my favorite. I'm with Pops LaViolette, 1,000%. You think I didn't love Sticks back in the day?
The thing that's great about that, Coach, is it's a signature song, right? So it stands out. Like, people are going to know right when we hear Mr. Roboto that you're coming on the show.
Yeah, and I liked how I got into it quick. You know, the most of the time when I'm talking with the media, it's like, who's your starting goalie? What's wrong with this guy? What's his injury? So the first line is,
right.
I've got a secret.
Yeah, he's perfect. Right, nice and cryptic.
Here's
that
what we'll do, Coach.
We'll
put it up on a Twitter poll.
All right.
I don't know how we're going to squeeze five choices into four. Do we eliminate one? Is there one that you just want to eliminate?
Eliminate the Chili's.
I would eliminate Greg Street. That doesn't feel like Coach LaViolette.
I don't know. I like the Chili's song, but we play it a lot.
We would play the Chili's anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't signify.
So maybe we eliminate the Chili's. Just
I would eliminate any song but Mr. Roboto. Okay. Every one of those other songs is disposable.
Right, to make it easier, then, we'll eliminate Chili Peppers.
Yes, that's what I would eliminate.
So whose heart is that breaking? That's breaking like a nephew's heart?
That's okay. That's all right. Put it to the fork. Put it out there.
I mean, it's kind of a compliment because we would play that song sometimes anyway. So. You know, we want the song to be the signature for Coach.
That's right.
You know, and I, a couple of those. Actually, all four of those. We're not going to play any of them unless we pick one for Coach, right? So, I like the choices.
All right,
now,
so we'll
are we going to do a quick poll here, like in 4 minutes?
No,
we're going to get the results.
I think we need to put it up.
No, let it roll.
Let's let it roll.
I can put a
6-day cap on it, and we try and figure it out by
there
next.
You go.
Perfect. By next week.
Monday. Yeah.
All right.
I'll pin it.
All right. Look, we only have a few minutes left, Coach. But let's talk about a good weekend. We had a good weekend. You beat the Devils twice.
Great weekend.
And you're atop the division again with the 28 points. Big week this week because you got Boston twice on the road. But talk about just how the guys played. And then there was a Sammy sighting yesterday. We had Samsonov. That was great.
Yeah. So I thought it was good. I mean, the games against Pittsburgh, you know, we knew that they were going to be really hard fought. They check hard. They compete hard. They play faster, experienced. And I really liked the way we played in that second game against Pittsburgh. And, I feel like we're kind of back. We're not dealing with some stuff anymore, although Kuzi went out right before the games this weekend. But it was really good. And then, you know, I think we followed it up in New Jersey. We played a really strong game. And then, again, yesterday in the back-to-back, which was great. They're both afternoon games, and we hadn't played. I don't think terrific in the afternoon game, so it was nice to come out and get good starts and get leads against that team and just get some points, so it was good. Hopefully Kuzi's not out too long. You know, he's an important piece, you know, especially being a centerman. We moved Roshi back in the middle, but it was good. And I thought Sammy did a good job. We were doing our best to make sure that he was in a good spot with regard to conditioning and with regard to game shape and taking pucks. It's such an important position. And, you know, the way the game started off for him, you know, if you asked him, he probably won another crack at those first two goals that went in. And there wasn't a lot of work for him, which even makes it harder for a goalie. But what I really liked was that when the game was on the line and it was in the third period, I thought he had to make two or three really big saves to keep it at 3-2. and get a win and move on. So I thought as the game moved on, he looked better and better and more comfortable in there. So it was at the end, it was a real positive for him.
And coach, speaking of big saves, you had to be thankful for John Carlson and his butt for stopping that last rush by Paul Mary and the Devils.
That was going in.
That was kind of scary.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, a timely block, I would say, right?
Yeah.
So it was good. I thought our guys, you know, did a good job again. It's, you know, we tried to manage the minutes, and you know, we're a veteran team. Try to manage the minutes in that quick back to back with the afternoon starts, and you know, I thought to walk away with the 4 points was good. So we move on. We've got some real good ones with Boston coming up here. They're up there tops in the division with us, and we've got a couple more points. They got a better winning percentage. So I think these games are going to be real important just to keep things moving in the right direction.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about – I don't know what Nate Bastian's reputation is in the league, 24-year-old kid, 6'4", 205, but he's picking a fight with everybody on the Caps team, including Dylan and Willie. And he got into it with Dylan, and did Dylan hurt his hand? Because he was shaking his hand. He got a couple good punches.
I saw it afterwards. I think he's gonna keep that on some ice today. You know, it's hard. Like when they drop, they get the guys now have the helmets and the shields on too. And so when they start throwing, they're throwing, you know, hard at somebody's head or face. And so they're hitting plastic and they're hitting corners, and it really does a job on your hands. And so it was good. You know, we've got a big team, and it's got skill, and but it's got some toughness built into it too, with guys like Chera, with guys like Dylan, guys like Wilson. So you know, it's nice when you have those pieces and those elements on your team. I thought Dilly did a great job in that fight, and these guys jump right into when somebody does something with somebody on our team. Like, they're quick to respond and go over and just say something or get in there and, you know, make sure that things aren't getting out of hand or nobody's taking any liberties with our guys. So they do a fantastic job.
Is that Bastian's reputation?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he was in the mix of it. You know, he was in the mix of it all day, you know?
Yeah, he definitely was in the mix, but I don't know. That's not smart when you're going to pick a fight with Dylan.
No, you're right. Yeah. You know what's really surprising to me is how, like, when I, you know, you coach against somebody for the longest time, and then you actually see him on a daily basis, and I just never noticed Dilly to be as big as he is. He's a tall man with a large frame, very strong, very in shape, very fit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't notice that quite as much on the ice or when you're looking at somebody on the other team, but when you see him all the time on a daily basis, just kind of walking around, he's a big man. He's playing great for us. You know, he's playing a good game inside of our system. He's moving pucks. He's more of a defensive defenseman, but he is constantly trying to play our game, you know, with the offensive push to it. And he, like you said, he provides that edge of toughness that I think teams can always want and need. So he's been terrific.
Coach, one last stupid question, admittedly.
Sure.
So I was just looking at the stats, and I was wondering, it's like, why is Ovi 52nd in goals scored? I know he's missed a few games, and look, I have an untrained eye, and I was like, why does Tom Wilson have as many goals as Ovi? Back, he's got three more goals than Ovi. Is he slowing down? Please tell me I'm stupid.
No, I think, you know, yesterday he could have had one or two more. I don't think it's bounce quite his way.
Okay.
You know, I do think coming out for the bit of the COVID again, it's not just the time that you're out, it's the game or two coming back. And so, you know, you're talking about a quarter of the season where he's been off or not available or coming back from that quarantine. And I think it just takes a little bit of time with regard to the touches with the puck. And, you know, yesterday I think he had 10 or 11 attempts at the net. And if he's putting 10 or 11 attempts, if he can keep that number, just sending pucks at the net, you know, with his ability to score goals, I think that he'll come. I think it'll, you know, when he does get on a roll, I think they'll start banging them in and they'll come in bunches. And so I'm not concerned about it.
All right, Coach. Great talking to you. We'll talk to you next week. And by next week, we'll settle in. The poll is up at Junks Radio. Bang, Good Day, Remember the Name, and Mr. Roboto are Coach Peter Laviolette's final four choices for his walk-up song. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Coach.
See you guys. Have a good day. All right,
buddy.
Yeah. Take care.
Talk to you soon. Coach Peter Laviolette from your Washington Capitals, who are in first place. Coming up next, we open up the entertainment page. EB will fill us in on the Golden Globes winners and losers next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Thanks again to head coach Peter Laviolette. Joins us every Monday at 8 o'clock. He's fantastic. Vote on the poll at Junks Radio what his walk-up song should be. We've got Chris Miller to talk some Wizards joining us at 9. They suffered a heartbreaking loss to the Celtics last night. But right now, we open up the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda's awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice, a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. The 78th Golden Globe Awards kicked off last night after being delayed for nearly 2 months. By the whole corona pandemic disaster. They got a bunch. I got a whole list of winners here. And I think some of these shows, you know, that we've definitely watched. I saw The Queen's Gambit was a winner for Best Television Limited Series or Motion Picture Made for Television. I think we all enjoyed Queen's Gambit, right? Didn't we all watch that?
I really liked it.
I liked it a lot.
It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it only six episodes?
I think maybe. That's right.
Yeah, I think I knocked it out in one weekend at the beach.
Six or eight.
Yeah. It's really good.
I gotta check that out.
And The Undoing was in there, which we also watched that one, right?
The Queen's Game at the Star is Anya Taylor-Joy, and she's really good.
She's really good. Yeah. Let me see. What else do we have out there? Best television series overall for drama was The Crown. I don't know if any of the boys watched that. And then best television series, musical or comedy, S. Creek. I'm not allowed to say it, apparently.
No, you're not.
That was the big winner.
JP's tried to say it at least once or twice before. Dumped.
It's a proper noun. Dumped.
I think you should be able to say it, but, you know, it's the name of a freaking TV show, but yeah. I guess not. Let me see. Best performance by an actress, Emma Corrin for The Crown. Best performance by an actor, Josh O'Connor. The Crown just took care of business.
Yeah.
It looks like.
It's the Hollywood Foreign Press, right? So they like that type of show.
I guess. There was a big deal.
Well, the girl from The Queen's Gambit also won.
did
different
she?
Category.
Right, right, right. I know that they were Amy Poehler and Tina Fey made a big part of their opening monologue, the fact that there are no, I guess, persons of color on the in the academy there or whatever, the people that decide this.
The Hollywood
and,
yeah, the foreign press.
The foreign press. So
there are no black voters?
I guess not, and that was a big deal. I know Sacha Baron Cohen even mentioned that. I believe he won two awards for Borat. He also mentioned the fact that there are no that it's an all-white.
What did you think of the monologue?
I thought considering –
I didn't watch the whole thing, to be honest.
Considering they were in separate coasts, one was in L.A. and one was in New York, that was pretty impressive.
It was pretty seamless, though.
It seemed seamless. I can't imagine how difficult that was, how much rehearsals
They did have some broadcast hiccups. I think, like, the first winner of the night, his Zoom was on mute.
I didn't see that.
Was trying to give his speech, and it was just silent.
That never happens. It never happens in a big meeting. Never.
I would have thought that they were doing that on purpose, just joking on Zoom meetings, but I guess not. But the fact that she was in L.A. and Amy Poehler was in New York, and it must have been awkward for the people in the audience. And I'm sure there was a speaker so you could hear what the other one was saying. But yeah. it looked – I mean, they are acting like they're right next to each other.
And the audience
we know that you've seen a lot of crazy stuff at your job this year, but you have not seen the kind of stuff that we've seen at previous Golden Globes. This front table right here usually houses the biggest stars in the world.
It's usually like Meryl Streep, just hammered, can't even remember what movie she's there for.
It was pretty seamless.
They did a good job.
And the set looked exactly the same, too.
Correct.
Right. Now, but the audience wasn't the typical sort of Hollywood crowd. It was first responders, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah. So, anyway, also a big kind of emotional moment. Chadwick Boseman won an award, and I believe his wife accepted for him. So, of course, that was emotional for people. But you could check it out. Just Google it or DuckDuckGo it, and you can see the list of winners. Let me see. What else do we have?
By the way, Kevin predicted that Borat was going to win, and I didn't really take it seriously.
Why didn't you? Because it's a comedy?
Know.
But they have so many categories.
Well,
they've got a million of them.
There's really just two major categories, right? There's dramas, and then there's everything else. Musical, comedy.
Yeah, but there's like TVs and movies, and I don't know. It just seems like they break it down.
Movies. But maybe he's going to be nominated for an Academy Award. If you win the Golden Globes, right, you have a shot. Now, I know that they... And they increased, right? It's not always just five anymore at the Academy Awards.
No, it's 10.
No, I think it can be as many as 10. Not always 10, right? I think
it's as many as 10.
But it can be as many as 10. Apparently, Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex cakes, had a sit-down with Oprah. And they say it's kind of a bombshell interview. And you're going to hear some things that you haven't heard before. But I guess one of the leads that's coming out of there is Prince Harry says his biggest fear before leaving the royal family was history repeating itself over the scrutiny that his mother faced. And I guess he kind of felt like all the attention that he and Meghan were getting, it was getting to a point where he thought maybe, you know,
it's too dangerous.
Something could happen. Yeah. So that's one thing anyway.
Is she going to go back to acting or is she done? Right? She was I'm not going to say a well-accomplished actress, but she had some, you know,
she had credits.
Yeah, she had some serious credits.
Yeah, I I think they want to be involved in the entertainment business. There's no question about it. Whether or not she'll act, maybe they want to like produce documentaries, that kind of thing. I mean, I think they definitely want to be involved.
Is that where they moved, L.A.?
I think so.
I think they moved to L.A.
Well, they moved
California.
To like Canada, didn't they?
I think they have a home everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
You definitely have a place in Canada, Case.
You might be right.
You're definitely
maybe
right about that. I guess Kim Kardashian, has she had a stalker again? They had somebody apparently crashed into the gate of her home, and he told cops that he just wanted to see her. He just wanted to see Kim. Maybe now that she's single, he felt like he would show up, Cakes. 24-year-old guy breached the main entrance gate in an effort to track down Kim at her Hidden Hills home.
So you took it a step beyond Jason, because Jason's done that bit, right, where you've gone to like celebrities' driveways.
Well, he doesn't climb the wall.
I said a step beyond Jason.
I went to the front gate of Kardashian's house. I've been there.
But you didn't get out of your car, did you?
We walked.
We walked up.
We walked through Hidden Hills, yeah. So I walked.
Doesn't sound very hidden if Lurch is at the front gate.
Sounds very accessible, apparently.
Hey, maybe you got a shot. Didn't she like she had a thing for basketball players, right?
But I mean, the house is kind of way back. I mean, you can only see.
You never can see anything.
Actually, the house was being built. They weren't living in it yet. The house was still being built when I walked past it.
Was it that big, massive one that they were having built?
Oh, yeah.
They have so many homes. Who knows?
No, it's a big one.
Anytime I've been by a celebrity's house like that, where it's so well known, that like even Tiger's house was just behind these big bushes. You just can't see anything. I mean, you literally could see nothing.
You'd be surprised. You could see a lot of the homes in
Hidden Hills. I mean, it's just ballers everywhere that live there. It's ridiculous.
Go through it, Cakes.
Kardashians, J-Lo, Ozzy Osbourne. Denise Richards, Leanne Rimes, Jessica Simpson. Valdez's favorite. He's going to go. Sinbad.
I think the Jenner's
is up there.
Brittany, John Stamos, The Weeknd.
Sinbad's the most famous person.
He might be. Jamie Foxx.
Hey, was there a Sinbad story? Did he have like a stroke or something? Like a bad Sinbad story?
It was years ago, but didn't he have a stroke like years ago? Like a small stroke?
So he's okay.
Valdez, you would know this. You're the Sinbad expert.
I think he's fine, but I did think he had a medical scare.
I feel like he had something, right?
A second one?
I think that's the one that Eric's talking about.
Oh. Yeah, just for some reason that's in my brain.
And then I think he got you know when they say that people are died and they haven't?
Oh.
He was a victim of that as well, I feel like.
Right. And last but not least, Cakes, Prince is going to have some memorabilia up for auction. What are they going to have here? The classic white ruffled shirt Prince wore in the final scene of Purple Rain is going to be available.
It's definitely a schmedium because he's tiny.
His bright yellow cloud guitar.
Might be an extra small.
From Diamonds and Pearls, from that album, will be up for auction. They're saying they expect to get at least $60,000 for each of those. They're also going to have the first pressing of the Black album, his stage-worn gold outfit from his Jam of the Year tour, and his Essence magazine photo shoot jacket.
What about his little red Corvette? Is that up?
I don't know, Case.
Is that up for bid?
They say you can get any of those items for about $20,000, maybe. That's where they think the bidding will end up.
Did you guys get sized for Apollonia back in the day?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't?
You think 14-year-old Flakes didn't think about her? Of course he did.
14-year-old Flakes.
Who was taller? Prince or Muggsy Bogues?
Ooh, I would say Prince by just a little bit. Like, I think Prince is like 5'4", right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think
Muggsy Bogues 5'3".
All right.
Barely I'm going to say Prince by a little bit.
Well, with the hair, he gets it.
Yes. But I think Muggsy was about 5'3", right?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
I'm surprised you didn't sneak in this one story. You know what? I'm going to tease it next, EB. I don't know if you saw it.
When
we come back, we've talked about putting our funds together to buy a celebrity mansion in the past.
Oh, what are we buying?
I'm going to tell you a celebrity mansion you could buy solo next. Here are the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Chucky's All 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9, we'll talk to Chris Miller, Washington Wizards insider. They lost last night, but they had 9 wins in February to get back into the playoff race, just a couple games back of a playoff spot. In fact, they're just a couple games back of like a 5 seed in the Eastern Conference. Things are so tight in the Eastern Conference. So we'll talk to Chris Miller coming up at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. But I mentioned us pulling our money together for a house. Whose house did we want to buy? Was it
Ted Koppel?
Ted Koppel. Ted Koppel had a house. Right. I would love to know what that house is going for now.
Ted Koppel, did he live in
Zillow? It.
He lived in Potomac.
Did he live in Potomac? Where did he live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was in Potomac, and it was like $2 million or something. I was like, what a great investment.
Real estate usually is a great investment. Mm-hmm. Not so for Nelly the rapper.
What did Nelly do?
Nelly bought a mansion for $2.2 million.
Did he buy it to flip it, or was it for his own personal residence?
He's had this for a while.
All right.
The mansion had a private basketball court. It sits on 12 acres of land.
It's a big spread.
Is it in St. Louis?
I just tweeted out a story that has the tour at Junks Radio if you want to check it out. I mean, I think it's just outside Missouri, or maybe it's a Missouri suburb. But he's put it on sale for $599,000.
Oh, he's taking a bath.
It's in Wildwood, Missouri. It's huge, though.
I mean, do I want to live in the Ozarks? Do I want Jason Bateman as my neighbor?
I would.
I gotta see a picture of this place.
You don't want to hang out with Ruthie?
you get a basketball court. It's the picture of the basketball court, though, is not that flattering. Like, if you look at the picture or you look at the tour. But like I said, you've got a lot of land.
the house needs
did
a lot
it
of
flood.
Work.
Yeah, I mean, it
must need it.
This is not a flattering headline. Nelly's crumbling mansion. Yeah. It's the St. Louis real estate market.
It's an abandoned house. The picture I see, it looks awful. I wouldn't want anything to do with that hoop.
It's a big giant money
pit. The court looks terrible. Oh my god!
How much money would you have to put into it to actually get ready for sale? I mean, $250
I don't know. Oh, easy.
I think the inside's okay, though. If you look at the
video, JP, there's
inside.
Plywood for floors in some places.
It's a hoopty.
Okay, maybe he didn't finish a few spots. But I'm looking at like marble floors. When
Jason,
you walk
it's
in, a
it's an 11,000 square foot home.
Has
so what was Cooley's old house?
14.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was that big?
13, 14, somewhere in there.
So it's a little bit smaller than Cooley's house. And that thing was just ginormous.
Just massive.
Yeah.
He finally sold that.
This is the most shocking part. There are ski resorts in Missouri? Who knew? I had no idea.
The idea that he never lived here, that he bought it and he just never moved in?
I don't know, man. Like kind of what you said, maybe he started doing some
broken
work and he ran out of money, quit fixing it, or just
the home was robbed in 2009.
You know what they stole? It's curb appeal.
Look at that hoopty.
I was going to say, they stole the value.
Yeah, but have you looked at the tour?
They walked in and they thought someone already robbed it.
Right, so we got to get out of here.
I mean, it looks like the world's fanciest crack house.
It looks terrible.
I mean, you get a big three-car garage.
I can't imagine the real estate market in St. Louis is booming.
No, impossible.
No, but
I mean, it looks nice, but it looks like it's in the middle of a mountain.
It's on a hill, like kind of in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's a beautiful. If you could rehab that, like you send Jennifer Aniston and her team over there, they'll make it look silly.
Aniston does rehabs?
Oh, yeah. She makes a killing flipping
send the Mars family
in, like, Beverly Hills. Ellen does the same
thing. Send Aaron and Ben from hometown.
I would just make a killing going to my mailbox and getting my friend's checks. But apparently she's making more money.
She's a big flipper. She's a fancy flipper, Jennifer Aniston.
Good for her.
Ellen is in that game. And you know the guy? From the Hurt Locker, what was it?
Jeremy Renner.
He does the same thing.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, Nelly let this place just go to poo.
Take a stab at his celebrity net worth.
Nelly's?
I can't participate because I just looked at it.
Okay.
I'm going to guess $20 million, but that's probably high.
All over it, EB.
20?
Says 20 million. He sold 10 million copies of Country Grammar in 2000.
I mean, Country Grammar was ridiculous.
I mean, let's be honest. Whoever gets this house for $600,000 is just getting hooked. They just are. I mean, they have to put some money into it, but, I mean, it's 11,000 square on 12 acres.
Well, Nelly's worth $20 nice. Million, why didn't he just fix it?
Because
he
he's a loser.
A contractor.
He probably ran out of money, EB. Like, the entrance looks good, right? When you walk through the doors, the foyer
the
looks
back
good.
The back of it has potential. But look at the basketball court. Look how worn out the basketball court is.
Hey, there are a lot of games that got run out there.
Well, you know what?
I know this from going through this. Pictures mean a lot, right? Like, he took pictures when there was, like, frost on the basketball court. What is he doing?
Hey, Eric, this might be your golf flop house that you're looking for.
Right.
Because isn't Payne's Valley in the Ozark?
No, but if I did a golf flop house, I would want one near the water.
Well, this is nowhere near the water.
Yeah.
It couldn't be more landlocked.
Yeah.
How do you know? EB was looking at a house 20-minute drive from the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's close enough.
I mean, this house is in the middle of nowhere.
You know how convenient 20 minutes is?
Nothing. Have you done like an overhead of this, like to see what's within 20 minutes?
Well, there are plenty of overheads here. It's in the middle of the mountains. They just cut out some trees and slam the home right there.
If you want remote, Nelly's house is for you. It's your spot.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing out there around it.
Here, I'm going to show you this view. Maybe you haven't seen this vantage point. I'm going to put it right here in the hangout.
No, I saw the overhead with all the trees, but I'm just wondering how far it is from, it's close to St. Louis. Okay, it's about 3 hours from the Ozarks.
Did you see this overhead I just put in the hangout? Did you see that one?
No, I hadn't seen that one. Yeah, that's pretty remote.
That's out in the middle of nowhere.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's why you get a mansion.
There might be a river near it. There might be some sort of a river.
For $600,000.
I know. 11,000 square feet. That's massive.
if you're worth $20 million, you're going to spend a couple hundred G's at least, and you're going to fix his home up. You're not going to sell it for
unless he's Busto.
It was built in 1998. It's on a 12-acre lot. It has 6 bedrooms and 6.5 baths. Mm-hmm. JP posted a video of somebody.
Or he woke up one day and said, "Walking. Why would I live in a mansion in the middle of BFE, Missouri?
Right.
What am I doing here?"
Well, plus, like, you have all that acreage that you have to maintain, right? I can't remember who we had on that was talking about downsizing because they had to spend
down there too.
So much money just maintaining the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the property and the 12 acres.
I couldn't even afford to furnish the house.
Didn't Davey Martinez buy like a ranch like in Tennessee with like 100+ acres?
Yeah. Yeah, he works the ranch all the time.
Yeah, outside of baseball season, he's butt busy.
Yeah. Rizzo said he couldn't even get in touch with him.
Right. But you know he's actually taking care of his property.
Well, because he also had shaky bars, EB, because he was out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, that's true, too.
he's not getting a signal.
No, but I think the idea was that he was also on his tractor.
By the way, I think Cake shorted him. 350-acre farm.
Davies farm is 350 acres?
350.
Wow, that's big. That's substantial. 350 acres?
So if you guys want to go
taking care of 350 acres.
If you guys want to go Six Way and buy Nelly's pad, I'm in.
I'm out.
What are we gonna do?
That's
there?
A poor
hey,
investment.
You know what?
That could be our new studio.
Hey, if we hit a parlay, we could buy.
Yeah, that's
true. We have to hit a big one.
By the way, Davey Martinez said he has about, so out of the 350 acres, he doesn't have to mow all of that. But he has to mow 110 acres.
Oh, my God. That is my personal apocalypse.
No, he doesn't.
Mowing 110 acres of grass?
No, but he doesn't have to mow 110 acres.
There's no way he's mowing 110
acres. He's doing a bit.
The only way you're doing that is if you have a tractor and one of those huge things behind you.
Yeah. The quote from an article written last May about his 350-acre farm. He talked about repairing fences, a whole lot of tree cutting. I've got about 110 acres of grass I've got to mow. You name it.
Yeah, right. But I doubt he's doing it. He probably has a crew of 30 guys doing it.
Right.
Some of the work.
Yeah. Dude, if you have 350 acres, you can have your own field of dreams.
Anyway, if you want to buy a celebrity hoop, as he said, Nelly's Mansion in Wildwood, Missouri, is available for only $600,000.
I will pass.
You know what? We could probably get it for $550. Put an offer in for $550 right now.
I actually think somebody already bought it. I actually think it got snapped up.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
I mean, yeah, he bought it for $2.2 million.
Maybe I think it was originally on the market for like $780,000, and somebody bought it for $600,000.
Yeah, they got hooked.
I think.
Yeah. Wait, and they're going to put $200 in it, and they're going to sell it for $1.7 and just make cash.
But you got to live it. You got to live in the middle of nowhere.
No, they're not going to live there. They're going to.
Yeah, but someone is going to buy it. Who's going to live there?
They're going to flip it.
You need a helicopter to get to and from.
You're not that far from St. Louis.
It's on top of a mountain, middle of a mountain range. I mean. Terrible.
You'd be surprised. People do like to go up on top of mountains.
All right, yeah, coming up next, Wizards suffered a tough defeat to the Celtics last night, but they won 9 games in February. They're back in the playoff race. Chris Miller from NBC Sports Washington, Wizards insider, joins us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.